Mini episode 541 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.info.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
30 seconds.
In front of all these people, you're going to pull out a gun and you're going to shoot an unarmed man.
20 seconds.
So what are you going to do?
10.
Welcome to the FDH Lounge and the Justified episode recap.
It was justified.
With your original dignitaries.
Fire in the hole!
Rick Morris and Jason Jones.
You got ice cold water running through your veins.
Breaking down each Justified episode the moment they've concluded.
Did you take a peek inside the soul of Raymond Newton?
I'm just gonna let that old dog lie.
Real-time reactions. Next level analysis.
You seem to be harboring a bit of hostility there, brother.
So I've been told.
And now, your dignitaries.
Well, I believe we can take her from here.
Welcome to mini episode 541 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FDH Lounge and not just another TVsite.com justified postgame show for episode 6.10, which is called Trust. Normally I'm joined by FDH senior editor Jason Jones, but he was unable to be here this evening. So instead, we're borrowing the format that we've used previously for our Breaking Bad and Mad Men coverage. And by the way, we'll be bringing back our Mad Men analysis shows for the final run of episodes starting shortly. This program will consist of listing the top five developments in this week's show as we move towards the series finale. As is always the case when I record with Jason, my analysis is being provided in real time right after the show and before I've had a chance to probe the internet for other opinions. So here's the top five developments on the most dramatic and landscape-shifting episode that the program has ever delivered. Number 5, the threat against Loretta continues to gather strength. A failed attempt to leverage her great aunt resulted in Avery ordering her death, and the unhinged bullying that Boone inflicted on innocent locals demonstrated the sick mind that is closing in on her. Raylan has spent much of the series looking out for Loretta, but in her time of gravest need, his utilization of Avery for the purposes of nailing Boyd may have blinded him to the danger that he still poses to hold out landowners in the area. Although he's disappointed in Loretta for attempting to work with Boyd, if she's killed, that is the kind of development that would forever haunt Raylan and prevent any kind of happy ending for the show. Number 4. Limehouse joins the endgame by providing getaway services for Boyd and Ava. Granted, Ava's going to be the one most in need of them at this point, but you have to believe that Limehouse, who was bought for a mere $100,000, is going to hold her up for more money now that she owns 90% of the GDP of Appalachia. And he may have a big axe to grind against Boyd for tricking him into being bought so cheaply. Number 3, Wynn Duffy looks like he's headed for that great surfing spot in the sky. The menace underlying his henchman Mike's denunciation of the snitching manifested itself in an attack and an effort to serve him up to Catherine. Since she indicated to Avery that she knew that he wasn't the snitch, one would think that she had received Mike's voicemail, but that point wasn't confirmed. If Catherine doesn't receive Avery's blessing to keep drawing breath herself, she'll surely make Wynn die slowly and painfully. But even if Catherine doesn't make it out alive, other members of the Dixie Mafia will want vengeance for Wynn's duplicity. Right now, the only way that he lives is if Raylan sniffs out the threat and rescues him. How great would that be? Number 2. Catherine loses her real ally and her fake one all in a few minutes. The kidnapping that she staged with Boyd to get Avery to rescue her ended differently than she hoped when Boyd double-crossed her and blabbed that she was working against Avery all along. Of course, Avery had some sense of this based on how he took Raylan's advice to feed her false information about the destination of the money. Now she's at the mercy of a man who shows none and who realizes how dangerous she really is. Sucks to be her. Number 1, Ava grabs the torch as the show's big bad from her fiancé in the most shocking twist in Justified history. We noted previously that Raylan's big mouth was counterproductive in his dealings with Boyd, as he put him on notice about the full weight of the Marshal Service coming after him. Now, this was after Boyd had sniffed out Ava's duplicity, but Raylan's actions were counterproductive, although cathartic. In this episode, once again, Raylan tells much more than he should. It's unclear about whether Raylan leveled with Ava about AUSA Vasquez's plan to send her back to jail out of a lingering sense of loyalty to her, or if he thought that kind of fear could focus her into delivering the slam-dunk evidence against Boyd. But his choice was very destructive, as he simply motivated Ava to make a break for it with the money that Boyd stole. The carefully laid trap for Boyd went up in hot lead as Ava shot him and pointed the gun at Raylan before making her getaway. Chances are that Raylan could have drawn on her and gotten off a good shot while absorbing a non-lethal shot from her at worst, but clearly he didn't want to let it come to that. Now that Ava's on the run with eight figures worth of stolen coin, it may yet. Thanks for tuning in to mini-episode 541 of the FDH Lounge. We should be back in our regular format next week, breaking down Justified episode 6.11, which will be called Fugitive Number 1. We hope that you are enjoying, as we are, the final run of one of TV's best dramas.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.